You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for a trending report. Tornado. That's it, right? Tornado, EF1. Damage.
Trees down.
Trees, signs, traffic lights, fences, roofs.
Bad hail, bad rain.
No loss of life, thank goodness.
A lot of insurance claims. All of our insurance rates are rising.
Can you imagine? So everyone's premiums are about to skyrocket.
Yeah, that's right. So, I don't know.
I hate to make it about that, but again, we're lucky. Nobody got
hit with hail. I'm trying to decide if I should get the roofers back out to inspect, you know. Mm. I don't want to pay for that.
What else? The Titan submersible yesterday. Did you watch any of the press conference? I watched a little bit of the press conference.
I did not, because I had a hunch already that this is what had happened.
Well, so by now everyone's heard about it. Catastrophic implosion, blah, blah, blah. The thing about the press conference that got to me were a couple of the questions from reporters were just not well thought out.
Okay.
Let's just say
they're asking questions for the common folk, Dom.
The one that I thought was the most painful for the families was when somebody asked, like, well, when are you going to start recovering the bodies? And they had to say, again, this was a catastrophic implosion 2.5 miles down. I think what they're trying to get across is you ain't really gonna find any bodies.
No, and I mean,
they were trying to say to them
aquatic life and stuff down there, and they were talking about, you know, the when that thing implodes. It's not just like a slow, like, and you hear it coming in. It's like they were saying your brain would not even have time to process what is happening. It is
right.
Boom, boom, you know, just snap,
exactly.
A blink, boom, you're crushed, it's done. So, yeah. I mean, it's so fast, so at least there's no,
Yeah, and what it would do
pain,
to the human body is that there's not going to be parts left. I mean, it's just
disintegrates you, which is sad to say.
It's bad.
And the other thing I was seeing online yesterday that people were talking about, it's like, well, what if it was springing a leak, you know, can you just, you know, try to stop the leak in there, and you don't
put some like chewing gum on it or something
at that depth. If a leak were to occur and water started spraying in, if you were to put your hand up to that leak, it would saw your hand in half. That's the amount of pressure
it's the whole thing. It's the same as with catastrophes in space. It's just that people just have never encountered it, so they're not they don't know what they don't know. So
here's my observation, Dom, and I posted this on Facebook today. When is the obsession with this ship that sank 111 years ago going to stop?
Yeah.
Enough. Move on. The story, the ship, the passengers, they've all been documented, photographed, videoed. The stories have been told 1,000 different ways. Be done with this and move on.
Well, yes, but people have a weird obsession with tragedy, and it never goes away.
Oh,
it never dies.
At this point, it's like, give it a rest. Let the ship rest in peace now. You don't need to be down there looking at it.
Like I said, it's people just have an obsession over catastrophes and tragedies, and they always will. They just always will.
And they have an obsession with thrill seeking, too, and I think that's part of it.
Well,
I mean, you can come back and be like, well, why are the people still climbing Mount Everest? That one I don't get either. But I'm just like,
what
leave
else is
the
going
ship
on?
Alone.
NBA draft was last night. The champion Nuggets drafted 3 guys. Who cares? That's
all right.
Good. We're the champions.
Are they good?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're fine.
That's good.
Get a load of this. The United States is the oldest it's ever been. We are now officially the oldest we have ever been. They do this by median age, which is not an average. Median means half the people in the country are below this age, half are above this age. Back in 1980, the median age was just 30.
Okay.
Then it scooted up to 35. Now the median age is basically 39. And
well,
we are a graying society.
Y'all aren't having the sex.
They say that it's because the birth rate is way down.
It's
and
plunging.
We're living longer. I mean, we're, you know, hell, the life expectancy just a few years ago, I think, was 71, and now it's something like 78.
I'm okay with that, yeah. But yeah, people don't want to have kids anymore. It's too expensive.
And people are not having kids.
It's too expensive.
The oldest state in America is Maine. The youngest is Utah. Utah is pumping out a bunch of babies, so there's that.
This isn't, that's not
what
good.
Else I got for you? New movies? Have you seen any of the trailers of this new Wes Anderson movie?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he's known for his eccentric, weird, odd movies, right? And he always does like an ensemble cast and everything. It's called Asteroid City. It's kind of a sci-fi rom-com drama with a Wes Anderson cast, man. Scarlett Johansson, Margot Robbie, Steve Carell.
I watched the trailer to this.
Ed Norton, Bryan Cranston, and who? And who else, Jeremy, is in it?
Hanks is in it, right?
Tom Hanks is in every movie.
It's different looking. I'm intrigued because it does look so different.
Well, it's different looking for your average movie, but it looks just like a Wes Anderson movie. And that's the thing. The critics are all saying, if you like Wes Anderson movies, you'll like it. If you don't, just don't bother.
All right.
There's another movie that's out that looks absolutely horrific. It's the new Jennifer Lawrence, and I like Jennifer Lawrence. I really like Jennifer Lawrence. But this looks like a really bad movie.
What is it? What's this one?
It's called No Hard Feelings.
I don't know.
Jennifer Lawrence responds to a job listing from parents asking for someone to bring their introverted 19-year-old son out of his shell during the summer before college in exchange for a car.
I did watch the trailer for that. That one's very awkward because she's essentially trying to seduce this 19-year-old boy throughout the whole movie. And it's
bad.
It's awkward.
I feel bad for Jennifer Lawrence. She doesn't need to be doing movies like that. Let me see. What else? Quickly, news for nerds. The last thing I'll have for you, news for nerds, the European Space Agency is working on trying to figure out how to make French fries in outer space because they haven't been able to do that. They think they found a good way for astronauts now to fry food. That's what we need to do. Make our astronauts fat, too.
Can't they just make them down here and then reheat them when they get
up there?
Take
them up there? No, because you and I both know that heating up French fries never seems to
They're
work.
They're a little squish, aren't they?
It never seems to work. You want them fresh. All right, enough of that. What else is trending?
Believe it or not, it's been 25 years since the Furby came out. Remember Furby Mania?
Oh, yeah.
Hasbro is looking to cash back in on Furby Mania. They're bringing it back for the 25th anniversary. The new version comes with 5 voice-activated modes. It has more than 600 responses. I believe my sister had one of these, and it's just like gobbledygook that these things spout out. They're like... Anyway, the Furby's going to respond to hugs, pats, belly tickles, and shaking, much like me. $70 on Amazon, Dom, if you're looking for a Christmas gift for somebody.
Never shake a Furby.
Don't shake a Furby. Another name being floated for Pat Sajak's replacement this time around. It's AC Slater, you guys. Saved
what?
By the Bell fans. Mario Lopez. They're looking to snag some of the Latino audience. They say that is the largest growing TV audience in America, and old Mario Lopez would be really good, right?
Yeah, I think
that's
a good choice.
And he's a dreamboat. He's charismatic. He's got that little dimple there when he smiles.
Just sign him.
Just do it. We touched on this a little bit yesterday about Zuckerberg and Elon Musk doing a cage fight match or something, some sort of UFC fight. And it sounds like it's possibly going to happen. The UFC boss Dana White says he's talked to both of them, and they're both absolutely dead serious about it, is the quote. He said it could be the biggest fight of all time, pay-per-view cost of $100, and the dudes are willing to donate a lot of that money to charity if this happens. And Zuckerberg's a big jiu-jitsu guy, and they say Elon has done some martial arts and stuff in the past, too, so I don't know. I'm kind of interested.
I read some other thing that said also what Elon has on his side is being real tight with some of those fighter dudes like Joe Rogan, and they think Joe Rogan would train him or something.
Okay. You know what? I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
Well, they won't get my $100.
You're tickling my fancy.
But I wouldn't mind seeing like the
I'll watch the highlights on Instagram.
Just let me watch the highlights later.
I'm not going to go to a UFC party or anything to watch it. But what else is going on? TikTok trending this morning. There's a new style trend from the old Tiki-Taki. It is to wear shoes that don't match your outfit at all. This is mostly the ladies.
Oh, so you just turn into our engineer.
Right. I got to tell you, there was an intervention after the show yesterday between me, our producer Josh, and Arkansas Brandon that works here.
Yeah.
Which oozes fashion, right? But anyway, they had that intervention with me to tell me to stop wearing like running shoes with my jeans. Because I'll throw on, like, you know, just a pair of sneakers with jeans. And Josh was like, you got to stop doing that. He's like, it is what? Such a dad look. He's like, you've really got to stop.
What does he want you to wear?
Doing that. More like a slip-on shoe, I guess, if I'm wearing jeans. I should not be wearing any, like, laced-up running-style shoe if I have jeans on. I mean, it was a whole thing, man. We sat there for about 15 minutes, and they were explaining to me, like, proper shoe etiquette.
You're fine. A, Josh is a 20-something, and B, Brandon is from Arkansas.
Brandon was giving me hell about my shoes.
You don't need to be listening to style information from either of them.
He said,
okay?
Like, fixing. He said fixing about 4 times during the conversation. Yeah. You fixing
I've seen
to change
a few
them?
Things that Arkansas Brandon wears to work. He is the last person to be given fashion advice.
I had the,
bless his heart.
I had the
and
wrong
I love
socks.
The guy.
I had the wrong socks on, too, apparently. My socks were too high.
They're in your jeans. Who could see?
Thank you.
Let's move on.
Thank you, Dom. They're under my jeans. Shut up.
I don't always have your back, Jeremy, but I do today.
Well, they're like, put the ankle sock on with the...
I don't even like ankle socks. I wear them have shorts on. I wear them with shorts.
Thank you.
But with jeans, I will never wear them. They're just not comfortable to me.
The jeans rub your ankles. I don't want chafed little ankles. Anyway, it was a whole thing. Let's go ahead and jump to clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Clickbait today involves something that I guarantee you Dom would get up and leave immediately.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
Even if he was 100 years old like this guy, some guy in California turned 100 years old last Saturday, and I guess he loves dogs. So his family used the app Nextdoor to organize a dog parade, and about 200 people with dogs showed up and had a dog parade for this guy's 100th birthday.
Are you saying that I would get up, I would fold up my folding chair and storm off?
You would shuffle off at 100 years old, or you would walk out into like the front of a light rail or something.
I would walk out in my jeans and my running shoes laced up is what I would do.
You'd be like, take me now, Lord, take me now.
Okay.
Anyway, check out the cute little dog parade. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.